7:09 p.m. I'm calling this meeting to order. I just had a little quick announcement. The question was brought up between meetings of about Mike Lewis's time of service. It will tended to for things tonight. But first we need to call the roll and start the meeting, and then we'll get to agenda approval. We had 3 week requests for excused absences, Mr. Secretary. From Mama Sonia Igberto Willies and Chris Thibodeau.
I move approval of the excused absence request.
Is there any option?
No.
Thank you. Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Madam Chair, point of order.
Who is?
Mac.
Madam Chair.
Mac? Was that Mac? Or was it?
Bob Gardner.
Bob Gardner.
Bob.
Will you please give the date of this meeting at the beginning of the meeting?
Oh, I thought I did that. I'm sorry. Wednesday, February 8th. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. Wednesday, February 8th. It is 7:10 p.m. Mr. Secretary, will you please call the...
Okay, you hear me, right?
Yes.
Alan?
Alan is present.
Thank you. Britton? Care?
Present.
Thank you. Chassonave?
Present.
Thank you. Faust? Gardner? Bob? You're there, I think. You're there, right?
Gardner's here.
Thank you. James?
Here.
Thank you. Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
Thank you. Locander?
Here.
Thank you. Martinez?
Present.
Thank you. McPherson?
Body and spirit.
Thank you. Pratka?
Present.
Thank you. Sabara Naratomi?
Present. This is the year 2023.
Thank you. Scheidler? Jane, are you here? Are you here, Jane?
I'm having technical problems. I have to leave the meeting and book in. I'll be back in a second.
Okay, Deb Shefto. Are you here, Deb? She was trying to get in. I guess she had, Stone?
I'm here.
Thank you. Uzel is here. Weinman?
Here.
Thank you. Weiskel? Ted? I know you're there. Williams? Benicia? Young?
Here. I think you forgot. Yeah. Yes. Here.
Okay. Going back, Britton, Faust, Shafto, Weiskel. I know Ted's here. He was already preaching. Williams. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Do I sound better?
Point of order, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Yes.
You still have, I think you have a little digital overload in the house there.
I have no
bandwidth problem.
Madam Chair, Sandy, you are not muted. Madam Chair, my point of order, and I send it to the board, is exactly to vacate the seat. Do you have it there, right? Did anybody receive it? Because I'm sending it and I don't know what's going on. Did you receive it?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
If you receive my point of order, the one that Jay just sent.
I didn't receive it.
I can't see anything.
I've not received anything.
Okay, you just said that the second ago.
I haven't.
Okay.
Okay, but I can say it. You will receive it.
Okay.
To vacate the seat of Mike Lewis, who was seated in this board more than in March will be 8 years without the 12 months break that the bylaws asked, and to seat the next runner-up in the staff election, Rodrigo Bravo. And I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I finish? Because, you know, interrupting doesn't do much. What I'm trying to, I have here my point of order, and I see that everybody should have it because it's right here. Okay. I put there all the information and I send it to you because somebody misinformed you. I send it to you because Mike Lewis was the last meeting that he had was in January. He was elected in 2015, first sitting as a listener, then was sitting, ran and won the election at second place as a staff. And then he was sitting in the board till January 2019. And I put there the approved minutes. He can shake the head, but I have there the approved minutes of the KPFT LSB, and he was his vote. He was the number 12 that they need to give quorum in that meeting. Then I see that in August 14, 2019, he's sitting again on the board, replacing him, Tom Harper, and Aqua Holt are sitting again, replacing a staff delegate, Joseph Davis, Wendy Scroll, and Vinicia Patel Adams. And he's serving the board. And in 2019, again, he ran and was sitting again. His term, 6-year term, should be end in March 2021. And he keeps saying there, sitting there, because obviously nobody sent the information till Ms. Aybar and Aritome realized it. And what I'm saying is I have the approved minutes of the PMB, on the LSB, I'm sorry, that are posted at the official website of the Pacifica Foundation. It's nothing to do with what we are talking about, the 6-year term, that the PMB resolved in 2022. We don't need even to talk about that. He was termed out in March 2021, really in February, but that's okay, March 2021. And like I said,
is there going to be a limit to this?
Adriana, if you would just excuse me for one second, please. This, we're moving to approve the agenda, and I have motion to amend the agenda. First, rattle out of the box to appoint an independent fact-finding committee to be convened tonight to review the facts of Mike Lewis's LSB service tenure and report back to the LSB at our March meeting.
The committee
will be comprised of Director Marianne Martinez and Board Member Lillian Kerr and Kelly McPherson. This will be on tonight's agenda.
Madam Chair, that's okay. You can do whatever you want, but I put a point of order, and you can answer whatever you want, but it's a point of order, and that is what I put forward. A point
is there,
of order.
You, are you, you, in the, how, give me a second. What are you saying exactly?
What I say, Madam Chair,
what is your question?
I put a point of order, and the information is there. We don't need any commission because the information is the official Pacifica Foundation website.
That's not necessarily true, Adriana. But there are differences in the. There are two sets of information.
No, there are the two sets, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
I want to second your motion.
Thank you. So to agenda approval with the addition amendment that I have posed. Are there any objections to approve the agenda?
I need your answer, Madam Chair, to my point of order.
No. I don't have to answer it.
A point of order is required, an answer from the chair. You can answer whatever.
I didn't hear a question. You made a long
statement. Did we take a vote?
We're voting to approve the agenda as amended.
No. Madam Chair?
Yes, Susan.
A suggestion?
Please.
Rule her out of order and let there be a vote on the ruling out of order.
Thank you. Adriana, you're out of order.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I challenge your ruling. Thank you.
And
let's vote.
Mr. Secretary, out and vote.
Can you hear me?
Request for information.
No, we're voting. Can't request information.
We're voting.
Alan? Can you hear me?
A chair?
Point of information, are we voting to support the chair's ruling? Is that what we're voting for, to support the chair's ruling?
Yes.
Point of order.
Correct.
Madam Chair?
Yes,
I vote to support your ruling.
Point of order.
Britain?
We're taking a vote.
Excuse me, I don't know what I'm voting for.
You're voting to sustain the chair or not sustain the chair.
And ruling Adriana out of order because it doesn't pertain to the agenda.
What?
Okay.
Huh? You want to think about it, Lillian?
I'm very confused.
It's whether or not to sustain the chair.
They do that on purpose,
point
you know.
Of information, Nancy?
No, we're taking a vote. Casanay.
Without discussion?
Casanay.
Yeah.
Have we even reviewed the agenda for tonight? Or was
we can't have even gone to the agenda.
We're just trying to take the damn roll. We're crying out loud.
Just trying to take the roll call.
This is sustain or not sustain the chair. And Adriana called a point of order that she thinks Mike Lewis should be unseated right now, and the chair has a motion that's part of the agenda as amended, and the motion would appoint a committee to study the question of Mike Lewis. But right now we're whether to sustain the chair or not is the question. Alan voted yes.
Yes, vote sustains the chair to Adriana out of order.
Okay, let me take this vote now, folks.
I have a question, Nancy.
Let me take the vote. Care, or did you decide what you want to do?
Sure, I'll vote yes.
Yes. Faust, are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here. I'll vote yes.
Yes. Yeah. Gardner?
Yeah, well, if we had a secretary that did his job and we had a government...
That's not what we're talking
about. Mr. Gardner, we're voting.
Wrong there. I vote no.
No, okay. James.
Yes.
James. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Locander.
Yes.
Yes. Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. McPherson.
Yes. Can we please do the simplest of things? Yes. Yes.
Pratkin, probably not. Pratkin. Pratkin.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Sabara Naratomi.
No.
No. Shafto's not here yet. Okay. Sonia's excused. Stone?
Yes, let's move to the agenda.
Okay. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Weisko?
No.
No. Williams? Benicia? Young?
Yes.
Yes. Twelve yes, four no, and one abstention. 12-4-1.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the agenda.
Thank you.
Second.
I object.
I think it requires a second. I don't think it requires a second. It does require a second. We're going to approve the agenda. Do we hear any objections?
Yes.
Okay. Alan. Alan.
Approving the agenda.
Alan?
Yes, I move to approve the agenda.
Okay, Britton? Air?
I move to approve.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Cassine?
May I ask a question, Madam Chair?
No, we're taking a vote.
No. Okay, nobody can modify the agenda? Ooh, that is new.
Do you vote yes or no?
I vote, if you don't open the agenda, no.
No, okay. The agenda has been open. Foyce?
No, sir. No, sir.
Faust?
The agenda is
Adriana?
We're
in a meeting. We're voting.
Faust?
Yeah, what are we voting on now?
To approve the agenda.
Yes.
Yes. Gardner?
No.
Okay. No. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Locander?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes, please.
Yes. Fratka?
Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naratomi?
Sabara Naratomi says no.
No. Stone?
Yes, to approving the agenda, yes.
Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Yes.
Yes. Weisko?
No, please.
No, please. Williams? Young? Susan?
Huh?
Susan Young?
The death toll has already passed.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Somebody's talking back there. Jane Seidler?
Yes.
Okay. 14-4.
Request for information.
Yes.
And corrections to the December minutes be addressed, as well as the approval of the minutes of January the 18th.
You can send it to me, and I'll look at it.
Already made some corrections to the December minute. I've been resent. Ladies and gentlemen,
Adriana, I'm sorry, but can we acknowledge that Ms. Stephanie Wells, the executive director, is in our meeting?
Yes, absolutely. Come, Stephanie. Thank you.
Request for information.
One second. Ted.
Orders of the day, please.
Orders of the day. I've got to move on. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I have resigned as chair, and our vice chair, Lillian Kerr, has also resigned as vice chair, and therefore we must elect a chair pro tem to continue to chair this meeting, and the nominations are now open for chair pro tem to chair this meeting moving forward. Are there any nominations?
Madam Chair, I nominate Susan Young.
Thank you. You beat me to it.
I move things along.
Are there any other nominations for chair pro tem? I'm going to turn, can I turn this over to the secretary to run this, please?
Are there any other nominations for chair pro tem?
I nominate myself.
Okay.
I also have a request for information.
Anybody, we're taking nominations today. We're not taking information questions. Any other nominations for pro tem?
This is just for tonight to get us through the election.
Okay.
Moving along, up or down vote.
Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to take the roll call.
Request for information.
No, Ted, we're doing a vote right now. I'm going to take a roll call and.
Point of order. The secretary does not make rulings on requests or any other form of motion from the body.
We're doing a vote now, point Ted. Of order. You know better than this. You know better
point
than this.
Of order, Madam Chair. May I make my point of order, Madam Chair?
That's what we're trying to figure out is who's going to chair the meeting so they can take up your point of order.
Just need chair pro tem.
Madam
Chair, if you will let me make my point of order, we will be able to pass this. My point of order is that the chair can pass the gavel to anyone, and we do not need an election. You can appoint Susan, myself, or anyone you desire to pass the gavel to. That is Robert's order, and that is my point of order.
Thank you. So, okay. Madam Chair, I think yes, what I understand is that Ted says that rather than going through nominations and election of a pro tem, you can just designate who you wish to be pro tem, and that might be me.
Mm-hmm. I spent a heck of a lot of thinking about that this weekend.
Or you could call that out of order and we could go on with what we're doing.
Oh, goodness, Richard, you put me right on the horns of a proverbial dilemma. We were actually getting Aunt Teresa. Did you say something?
Yes, Madam Chair. Do I understand it correctly then that if Ted Weiskel, if you favored Susan, for example, then he could just withdraw his name and then she would be automatically selected by you and the body?
That would shorten it. What do you think, Ted?
I think that what I said.
Oh, God damn it.
Expedite the process, but if you go ahead with an election, then you have to have protocols for the two of us and anyone else.
Not for
chair pro tem.
No, this is just a complete.
Madam Chair, will you please get order in this meeting? Will you please get order in the meeting?
Right.
Madam Chair, will you please order Richard Giselle to shut up?
I am going to rule in favor of Ted and say I would like to see Sun Young as chair pro tem get us through the next stage of this meeting. Moving along. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, all. Orderly meeting is the job of the day. The fifth item on the agenda is motion for special fact-finding committee. The person who has put forward this motion is Jane Scheidler. Jane, do you wish to motivate it?
Yes.
So apologies. Let me just read it. I move that an independent fact-finding committee be convened tonight to review the facts of Mike Lewis' LSV service tenure and to report back to the LSV at our March meeting. This committee will be comprised of Director Marianne Martinez and board members Lillian Kerr and Sean Kelly McPherson. So you have made that motion.
Come on,
is there
go.
A second? Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to this motion?
I object. This is Nancy.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll. Please take the vote.
There is not any discussion.
Nope. All right, two to speak in favor and two to speak against.
Thank you.
And we need a timekeeper?
And a minute and a half at most. Who will speak in favor of this motion? Jane.
Richard, I'll speak in favor.
Okay, right. So Jane, then Richard. Jane, go for it.
Right. The reason this motion came is that there is substantial, a lot of information being thrown around and none was confirmed. It needs to be done quickly. And I want to be very clear that the wording of this motion is that this is a fact-find mission. We're going to drill to the bottom of this. We're going to get the facts and we're going to make a straightforward attempt. The people that volunteered to do this are neutral and are willing to do this and take on this perhaps slightly controversial issue and follow it where it leads and take us to the truth. I'm really appreciative of these board members and directors stepping up and taking on this task. It's something that we need to preserve our integrity as a board.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, are you the person speaking against? And who else? Ted?
Partner.
So we'll start with Adriana. Adriana, are you speaking? Yeah, there you go.
I have a question because I don't understand. Normally, the Pacifica Foundation bylaws and the official Pacifica Foundation website are the one that have the official records that we use in every other situation. Why this is being controversial? And my question is, who presents something different and what are those differences? Because I didn't hear that. We are here because member Saibar and Aritomi realized that this was happening and then we made the check of the Pacifica Foundation official website and we encountered this information. If something is different, why wasn't bring to this board? You are saying that these people
time.
Are
time, Adriana. Way,
I mean, no, it's not time.
Time, Adriana.
Why not me or Nancy Saibar and Aritomi are part of this? That we were the one making the research. Don't you think that is a little strange?
Yeah, time. Richard, do you want to speak in favor? And Ted, are you on to speak against? Richard?
I object. Point of order. That
you're,
was
you are out of order,
half.
Nancy. Nancy, you are out of order. Richard?
I have a point of order, Chair.
So what is your point of order?
Yes, you said a minute and a half. That means 90 seconds. Now it's 90 seconds. So you shortchanged, Adriana. Please, who's going to be the timekeeper?
What is new?
Okay, I'll be the timekeeper. If it's 1 minute and a half, you need to give Adriana 30 seconds more.
Adriana, you've got 30 seconds more.
So, as I explained, why the two people that discovered these things are not in this group to investigate. Don't you think that sounds a little bizarre? I mean, no, you don't. Okay. It means that we are saying right here that the Pacifica Foundation official website works for everything else for the law, for everything, but no for KPFT.
Time.
That is what you are saying. Thank you.
Okay, next, Richard.
Okay, I think that one thing it would take it away from this back and forth in this meeting, because we can't prove anything, we can't see anything. Adriana sent an email that nobody's gotten. We can't verify that stuff. I think we need to get neutral people. We got three people named that are neutral. And you know, I trust my fellow board members. And we need to go about this in a professional way. Thank you.
Okay. Ted.
Without knowing the time this committee will meet, the place, Richard Uzzell as the person who is responsible for keeping roll, and whether the public will be allowed to observe this meeting, none of us can vote for this. We need to know that there will be transparency and the answers to those other questions.
It's 100% transparent. All we're doing is gathering facts. Lillian, we're doing the homework. That's all.
Lillian, I yes? beg your pardon. You haven't been recognized by the chair.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay. Ted has spoken, so we've had 2-4 and 2 against. Let's take the vote.
Madam Chair, point of order. Ted still has 45 seconds left.
Ted stopped his speech, and you don't have, and you were not the timekeeper. Thank you.
I thought I was.
You named yourself. Okay, this is for whether or not to start this committee to look into Mike Lewis' situation. Okay, Teresa?
Yes, start the committee.
Yes. Britton, did you get there? Care?
Who? What are we doing?
You. We're voting on whether
it's
to have
to support opening the committee. You say yes if you want the committee.
Yes.
Let's do it. Casanave.
Unnecessary, no.
No. Faust, did you get here?
Yeah. Yes, I say yes.
Okay, yes, thank you. Gardner?
No.
No. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Locander?
Yes.
Thank you. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes, no, thank you. McPherson?
Yes.
Pratka?
Yes.
Barnard, Tomey?
No, I object.
No. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Shafto, did you make it? Stone?
Yes. Find out what's going on and put it on the agenda.
Thank you. Uzzell, yes. Weiskel.
No.
No. Weinman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Williams.
Yes.
Oh, you're here. Okay, good. Yes. Young.
Yes.
Yes. Fourteen, four, one.
So that's 14-4, 14-4, 4 against and 1 abstention.
Exactly.
Okay, so the motion succeeds. Next item on the agenda is election of the KPFT LSB chair and the vice chair in light of the resignations of Jane Scheidler and Lillian Kerr. And let me say thank you very much for your service. This is not an easy group. The way that this will proceed is that I will turn this over to the secretary to take nominations. Even if only one person is nominated for either of those positions, it will still go to ballot. Terry Goodman, who conducts our elections, will handle that. He will be the teller. And what that permits people to do is to get have write-ins. And he will inform us about the timing and the procedure. So, Mr. Secretary, please take nominations.
Point of information, Adriana.
Okay, what's your point of information?
Yes, Madam Chair, you said that for chair and vice chair can be write-ins. The write-ins are for other situation, but chair and vice chair need to be members of the board. I mean, that's why
actually, you will recall that at the PNB, even though they were nominating people only with the PNB, right, they opted in the meeting that you were at to use a teller so that people would be able to write in, even though they're members of the PNB. Okay, moving on, Mr. Secretary, please take nominations.
Okay. First off, we're going to take the vote. Won't happen here. It'll happen on emails. We're going to take nominations for chair. Do I hear any nominations for chair?
Yes, Mr. Secretary. I nominate Susan Young.
Golly, can you speak one at a time?
Okay, are there anybody else that want to nominate somebody?
I did not hear what he said.
Somebody was talking over me. I nominate Susan Young.
Okay, is anybody else?
Adriana?
Yes.
I nominate Ted Weisfeld.
Okay.
Vainisha Williams.
What?
Okay, you're nominating Vainisha also? Okay.
I respectfully decline.
Gee whiz. Okay.
Love anybody? You, Adriana.
This is...
Anybody else?
Teresa had her hand up.
Are there any other nominations? I can't see those hands.
Teresa
wants to nominate somebody?
Yeah. Mr. Secretary, I was going to nominate Susan, but Sean beat me to it.
Okay. We've got Susan Young and Ted Weisfeld. Does anybody else want to be nominated for this?
Ted has his hands, both of his hands.
Who's Ted? Okay, Ted, speak up. Who do you want to nominate?
I nominate Bob Gartner and Nancy Saibara Narutomi.
Are you?
Okay.
Point of information. What was I just nominated for?
Who's that, Nancy?
Yeah. What is the nominations for right now?
For chair.
Still doing chair?
Yeah. Are you saying you want to run or not?
No, I decline. Thank you.
Okay. How about you, Bob? Are you interested in being a candidate?
Yes.
Okay. We've got Young, Weisfeld, and Gartner. Are there any other nominations for chair? Hearing no others, I'm going to close the nomination, and we're going to move to the nominations for vice chair.
Mr. Secretary.
Right.
With respect, I suggest that there be a 1-minute statement from each of the candidates.
Let us get them all nominated first, then we can do that.
Okay.
Point of order.
Nominate. No, we're doing something, Ted. Come on. This is
your ruling.
Nomination.
I appeal from the decision of the chair. And I would like to be able to argue my...
Okay, what was your point of order?
My point of order, and if there's an appeal appropriate, it is that the person, whether it's Bob, Susan, or myself, if we are going into the nomination for vice president, if they are defeated for president, and we've closed the nominations for vice president...
That's a good point. That's a good point. I concur with your point of order. And what, how many minutes for the statement?
It's the process of filling blanks.
1 minute. Well, we're going to give everybody 1 minute to say whatever they want to.
Point Richard, of order.
Please let the chair do her job.
I am the chair. I am the chair.
Oh, you're the chair.
For the nominations.
Right. Point of order. Richard, point of order.
Yes, what is it, Benicia? Easy.
Everybody on this board knows each other. We do not need to have a 1 minute saying of what. Of what?
I wholeheartedly agree.
That was my point of order.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, but I'm going to overrule you.
I'm just saying.
I agree. Okay. Who's going to keep time? This is going to be for one minute, 60 seconds. Benicia, Nisi, can you keep time on that 1 minute?
Sure. Hold on. Let me get to the clock. Okay, Bobby, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. Bob, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm beginning to think that the only way anybody's ever going to consider anything on my mind, anything that I have to say, is if I become the chair. And then apparently I will have some measure of control over such things as the agenda. And like for tonight, how items were refused, items were not put on the agenda. The December meetings are totally in error and should be rescinded. And I have no voice on this board. And as chair, perhaps I might have a small voice. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Ted, do you want to speak next?
No, I don't. I want to let Susan, who was nominated first, go next.
Oh, my God.
Susan, you want to go first or go next?
The primary roles of the LSB are to elect able representatives to the national board and to work collaboratively with management, not to micromanage them. Since last summer, KPFT has turned the situation around from being in a deficit position to being able to pay its bills. We have Sandy, Howard, Robin, and dedicated volunteer programmers to thank for that, and we owe them our full support. And chaos in meetings defeats democratic process and obstructs the mission. Civil meetings are essential to get our work done. I served on the first LSB. I was chair for 3 years. I have been a chair and executive director and worked with many nonprofits. I hope I'll have your support. I'm Susan Young.
Thank you. Ted, would you like to, you got 60 seconds.
The fact that this is one of the most important decisions this body makes and the time is limited to 60 seconds speaks to the dysfunctionality of this body. This is the opportunity for us to select someone who actually understands how to run meetings. I showed that earlier tonight when I pointed out to our soon-to-be-resigning chair how the process goes forward to select somebody to chair this meeting tonight. I also understand what a point of order is and that when a member comes in and talks about the fact that we understand and know each other, when in fact that is not a point of order and the chair does not call that person out of order, it demonstrates how much we need training so that we are not as dysfunctional as we are. The money that this radio station has raised so far this year and since the new interim general manager has come forward has been not in any case
stop
to this body. We need to be doing
stop
it.
Stop.
Okay, we have three names there. We have three names. Who is it? Susan Young, Ted Weisgall, and Bob Gardner were the three names that we'll send to Mr. Goodman in California. Okay, now we're going to take names for.
No, Richard.
What?
The point of order that you agreed to was that vice chair should happen after the chair election happens?
No, not after the chair election. I didn't say that. After we deal with getting this nomination stuff. Right now, we're just doing nominations.
All we're doing
is nominations.
I'm taking back the chair. I will rule that point of order in order. And we will conduct this election first and vice chair at our next meeting.
Okay, minutes approval.
Madam Chair, I move the approval of the January 18th, 2023 minutes.
Is there a second?
Not 28th, but 18th. I'm sorry. January
second. 18th. Second.
Is there any discussion about the minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes? What's your point, Adrian? There's Adrian and voice. Robert.
Let Bob go first. That's okay.
So Bob, go for it.
Yeah, after I wrote about 2 pages to attempt to correct the December minutes.
Bob, I'm going to call you out of order because the December meeting minutes are not the subject of this agenda item. If you wish to bring up, I am ruling you out of order, and I am.
Okay, ma'am. Then just rule me out of order.
Yep, and I am issuing the first warning that you are out of order and not responding. So, rescinding the December 14th minutes is something that would be brought up as a separate agenda item, and you can move that at the end of this meeting and see if it gets accepted by 2/3. Okay. Are there objections to adopting the January 18th minutes?
Adriana have the hands up.
I apologize, Adriana. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Thank you. Madam Chair, the minutes doesn't reflect some things that happened in the meeting. First of all, was very clear, the minute said that the chair talked about this issue and we never vote in the issue of Mike Lewis. It's true that we didn't vote, but the chair said, I will put that at the end of the agenda and nobody questioned it. It means if nobody objects. Madam Chair, may I finish? Because I understand that it's easier.
My question is, are you offering an amendment to the minutes?
Yes, I will send Richard.
Please, what is the amendment?
Madam Chair, like I did before, he can go to the audio like he did before and correct like I asked before. I will send that. Yes.
Okay, so
I will send all the corrections. Thank you.
So then let me just say that, minutes can be amended at any time. We can approve them. Are there objections to approving the minutes as they have been drafted today with the understanding that they can be amended if there are amendments brought forward in the future?
Yes, Madam Chair, like I said.
Okay, so then let's take the vote.
Okay, this is to approve the minutes.
Yep.
Alan?
Can you state which minutes that they are?
Oh, yes.
Yes. January 18th, 2023.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Alan? Teresa? It's not Jen. Yeah, it is January. January 18th. Teresa,
Teresa,
you there?
Teresa passes.
Pass. Britton, did you get here? Care?
I vote to approve the January 18th minutes.
Yes, thank you. Casanay?
No.
No. Faust?
Yeah, I vote to approve.
Yes. Gardner? You gonna vote, Bob?
Yes.
Jane?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Locander?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yep.
Yes. Fracca?
Yes.
Yes. Sabar Naratomi?
Yes, I like to amend.
No, it was just yes or no. We were, yeah. Yes or no.
Oh, we cannot amend the minutes?
We can amend them in the future. It's yes or no.
If you have something, send it to me and I'll look at it. Have something, send it to me. We're voting yes or no.
So the body cannot opine whether to amend it or not?
We're taking a vote.
You're out
Nancy.
Of order,
Okay,
Nancy,
we already made
yes
the motion.
No.
Everybody accepted it. No, we're not at that point anymore.
Phoenicia, everyone who is talking right now, no one has been recognized by the chair. Everybody be quiet, and the secretary continue the vote.
Okay, Savar and Artomi?
My answer is no.
No. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Shafto? Stone?
I vote to approve the January 18th, 2023 minutes.
Yes. Yuza, yes. Weinman?
Yes, and thank you, Richard.
Yes, thank you, Sandy. Weisko?
No, thank you.
No, thank you, Ted. Williams?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Young?
Yes.
Yes.
And Alan passed. You need to go back and check with her.
Alan says yes.
Okay, yes. All right, that's 15 to... Gardner, did you vote? You want to vote?
He has not said anything, so keep on moving.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, we got 15 to 3. And that's it. 15 to 3, they're approved.
Okay, so they are approved. We are at 8 o'clock, which is the time for public comment. So we will put the rest of the agenda on hold. We'll come back to staff recognitions and the IGM report. Do we have people who wish to be recognized to speak in public comment? PK.
Can we see if any others want to speak too? Because the 30 minutes belongs to the community and they should be spoken for. I don't want to be the only one. Usually Captain Tom speaks up too, but I'd like to have to see if there's anyone else besides me.
Thank you, PK. I appreciate that. Are there others who wish to speak? Can you raise your hands or speak up?
Yes.
Okay. Call in user number one. PK, do you prefer to go first or call in user number one?
Well, I'd like to offer someone else to be able to speak.
Okay, call in user number one. Take it away.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for your, those of you who have good intentions, thank you for your efforts. The rest of you will get what's yours, because that's how the universe works. There's a problem with meeting notices. I don't remember if your code, the coordinates for the meeting ID number and code changes every month, or whether it's the same. But the CPB, which, you know, used to give Pacifica a decent amount of money that I would argue we rather desperately need, and it's our tax money, so why shouldn't we get it in Pacifica, requires a 7-day notice. So the notice that you're having a meeting is not considered adequate notice. It is not enough. If it were a physical meeting, you'd need an address. If it's a Zoom meeting, you need the coordinates so that people can actually participate. And a meeting notice that does not include the fact that there is public comment, I wrote to some of you about this earlier today, does not include the fact that there's public comment, even if someone needs to mute, even if there's trouble producing the number, that notice that there is going to be a 30-minute public comment and people who support the station, the only way Pacifica operates, are invited to produce, to join and make their comments at that time. So that should be part of the public notice. And I don't even know what to call it. But the thing that happened at the start of the meeting, two people produced documented evidence using the Pacifica Radio website, the official site for our minutes and recordings, that someone has apparently been on the board for almost 8 years, 7 or 8 years, without having taken the mandatory 12-month break. And those people are excluded from the committee that the chair hand-selected of, quote, neutral people. So apparently doing the research doesn't prove that you're not neutral because you actually check to see if someone was following the bylaws. This kind of craziness is guaranteed to keep Pacifica small, narrow, and occupied by a bunch of aging nutcases. I'm an aging person, but I'm not a nutcase. This kind of stuff makes no sense. Young folks, if you're serious about change, you encourage the next generation to participate. You learn from them. They don't do the nonsense games. They don't have time for that. They see the planet changing. They want stuff done the way we wanted stuff done 40 years ago. They want it done now. And they're not going to play these silly, stupid games. Pacifica will die, not just because we're narrowcasting, but because we're old. Who on the board is under the age of, I'm being generous here, 50? Well, there is one person, but she's not really on the board because she resigned a year ago and you guys brought her back and unseated someone else. She might be under 50, but as I said, she's not legally on the board. Y'all have to really get a grip. The world needs the work that Pacifica does. Y'all are just cluttering the place, taking up space with your narrow partisan insanity. Please stop. Stop. Get out of the way. You're not a part of the solution. You're a part of the problem. Listen to your meetings afterwards. No self-control. People speak out of turn all the time. But you have a minority on the board. When they raise valid points, they're immediately censored and censured and threatened. Stop.
We've got two others, and let's let them rotate in, and then we can come back to you. PK?
It is very disheartening to still be in a position of having to beg for a voice, having to beg for a place at the table. And even when you get a place at the table, you're vilified or treated. Sorry.
Whoever spoke, please don't. It's not time for public comment. There is no problem.
I would ask again that we put the chat back, because while you may not like what people say in the chat or even in community, a time to speak for the community, you don't listen to us. And it's almost like we're pissing in the wind. But at the same time, we can't stop speaking, because KPFG doesn't belong to a certain group of people. It belongs to the community. And we should be doing everything in our power to make sure that all people from the community who want to be a part of KPFT have a way to do it. You've run off a lot of white young people. And you've even had people that look like the majority of you come and tell you that this is a very toxic situation, and especially when the ones in charge treat others bad. The best chair we ever had was KC, and I, to my dying day, will always thank her for teaching us with her teaching modes. But even then, you know, we spread lies about her. We talked about what she didn't do, but she was always fair. You may not like it, but she was always fair. So this isn't about whether a white person is a chair or not. This is about a system that refuses to believe that they don't have the only answer, that what they do, and it it is not that I want somebody not to be acknowledged for the work they do, but at the same time, to acknowledge when you don't do right, to acknowledge that not having the chat is a form of censorship. Look, there's a saying that I believe because I've had a chance to see the world in all of its splendor. But in every deliberation, everything that we do, every individual here, we must consider the impact on the generations yet to come and the ones that are behind us. The impact on the seventh generation to avoid and eradicate the traumas of the past and the ills within our current society. Look, I'm not a little kid who just got here and I'm upset because you're not letting me play with your toys. These aren't your toys. They belong to all of us, and our voice needs to be heard. And not just because we're voting with one person or not another person. There have been great ideas that have come this way, and what you've done is you've hemmed and hawed and said they're not good, or you decide that you will choose the people of color or the people who are a part of another community. Give them a place, but take it from them when they don't vote like you or answer to things like you. This is not community radio. It is not. And if you can't, if your thing is, I'm in power, and so I want a certain kind of order, rather than we all have a voice and we are all looking for freedom. I'm looking for the freedom to do what I do best. What I do best is I bring people together. And what I do best is that I know how to treat another human being without making fun of the way they speak or go down and sit and whittle your chopsticks, Nazi salutes, that even that is not something that you find abhorrent. I'm still struggling with the trauma of white penises and defecation in my face, calling me the black bitch that I am not. It was disheartening. And it wasn't just that first time. It was calling and canceling an event I was doing and saying they were me. Those are the things that nobody's taking credit for, but I know it wasn't the people that I know and love and care about and work with. You don't want to hear, and you can't decide whether or not it's racist. You got to address the concerns of those of us who are traumatized by what you do.
With respect, PK? May I ask that two other people line up and we'll put you back on after Elizabeth Milos and Captain Tom talk. Elizabeth.
Yes, actually, I wanted to continue to allow PK to continue what she wanted to say because I really feel it's really important what she's talking about. There seems to be this... I wouldn't mind waiting until after we get finished, if you don't mind.
Captain Tom is next.
Go ahead and allow PK to finish her speech.
Okay, going back to PK.
You know, there are 10 aspects that I think that you should really have a conversation about. The first one is education. It is understanding the world in which you live, because this doesn't seem like the world in which I live. And believe me, there have been a lot of people who have come to you to talk about the systemic racism and how it's foundational work and to really work on it and learning about our unconscious biases and our automatic ways of thinking that we are really conducting order when what we're conducting is racism. Our intention, I have worked with some of you on some wonderful things, and you all have stopped being my friends because you said I took over the station. I've never taken over the station because it would be a lot better than it is. The other is, how many people have the courage to start addressing their own biases? We can be individuals. We can. That's an important part of being a human being. But that is the part about humanity, rehumanizing each other. We haven't done that. We go, That's not how you do business. Everybody on the board should be fired. My daughter has a board with really, really great people, and they can fire her at any time they want to. But they work with her, and they work with each other. You need anti-racist work. I've been asking for it since 2018 when I first got on the board. And listen to you let people say whatever they wanted to people of color and people of different genders. This is not equality. It's a racial and equitable piece. I don't care that there's one or two black people. That's not what shows equality. I don't have a place at the table because I didn't get on the board, but I've been at the cab and you all have yet to hear me. Next is just empathy. Just care about the person in front of you. Just care about the fact that it's a human being and that they have the right to voice their opinions as long as those opinions are based on truth. We should be building allies. We should be, everybody in here should be calling somebody else in here that you've been vilifying and not talking to and have a real conversation with them. But the last, and this isn't about being a Christian or a Muslim or a Wiccan or anything. Love is a religion. The more deeply we feel about our own lives, the more we experience an interconnectedness with others. This kind of love is a force for change. You all are hateful. I feel it. And I cannot continue to come to you and talk to you and bring you the support you need to do this when you won't do it. My children say, fuck that station. They're never gonna change. My friend Esther King, who was on this board, he quit because you would not change. And you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to know it. You want to keep doing what you're doing. But let me tell you this last thing. This last thing is pure and simple. When you don't support somebody who is raising money, but not enough for you, and then you come back and you tell your friends to give you money, then you're still not making enough money to save this station. You need us. You need the people that I would be willing to support coming and making us the station that we could be better than in any NPR.
But and you so let me interrupt you here, PK, because we have more people on the stack. We'll start with Ron Blake, and then we'll go to Captain Tom, and then Elizabeth Milos.
Thank you. My name's Ron Blake. I'm from Liberty. I'm a longtime listener. I am PK. Hello. Long time no talk. I hear where you're coming from. I respect you a great deal, PK. You and others in our breakfast group that I participated in several times, almost many times, really helped me in resolving my activities here in Liberty County And let me just review that very briefly. I wanted, as a white man, to help our Liberty County community organize and celebrate Black History Month. Someone, I don't know if it was you, PK, or someone else, simply looked at me and said, Ron, stop it. You're just doing what white people do. And I said, what do you mean? And I said, well, let the Black community organize Black History Month. Get out of the way. It's not your history. It's Black history. And I went, oh, okay. So I immediately ceased and desisted from attempting to organize a Martin Luther King Day celebration and Black History celebrations. Well, guess what? This year in Cleveland, Texas, which is community in Liberty County, I was invited to be a guest speaker at Black History Month celebration, which generated from the Black community within Cleveland. Now, the moral to that story with regards to KPFT is, why don't we do the same thing? Why don't we, as warring, warring factions, simply let one another be, stop fighting, and just see what we can do to support KPFT. Then come together at some time and celebrate what we have done. It's not this internecine bickering. And with regards to PK, you mentioned something about, let's talk. Let's not cut each other off from conversations. I have a very good friend on this panel tonight, in this Zoom call tonight. I told him what I thought of his behavior with regards to KPFT. I said, I thought your behavior is the worst thing that's ever happened to KPFT. He immediately cut off conversation, all conversation. I probably would have done the same thing. But it's been long enough. We need to come together and talk. We both obviously love this station, as I love you, PK. Let's talk. Let's have more meetings like we used to meet at the Soul Food Cafe. This is it. This is it. This is reality. This is life. And
Mr.
this station
Blake,
is doing well.
Mr. Blake, I'd like to provide the opportunity for Captain Tom to speak. Captain Tom.
Certainly. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your support. PK also, thank you for your efforts. This deal about Mike Lewis has got to stop. Why don't you just let the man play out his, time and vote somebody else in? Rather than kicking Mike off the board, let the man continue his job for KPFT and just leave it alone. Arguing and fighting over one issue is not accomplishing anything at all. Mike happens to help me on my show. He does a good work, a lot of research. Okay. My show is the Veterans of War show. He's always there when I need. Also, he does the prison show. He's done the prison show. Okay. And he has served on the board, but it's time, you know, for everybody to settle down and just work together as a team. This infighting has got to stop. Calling each other names, got to stop. KPFT is not going to be able to move forward if you continue with this, these problems. It's just not going to work. And I don't care, you know, if you vote me onto the board, fine. If you don't, I'll still continue to serve in my comfort zone to help KPFT. KPFT is a team effort. KPFT is community radio. And I don't consider myself old. I'm 68, but I'm in third year. You know, I'm in my prime of my life, and I enjoy working this radio station. So anybody else has any objections about KPFT, please you know, keep your comments to yourself. Okay, either support the station or move on. Just that simple. Madam Chair, I rest.
Thank you very much. Is there, Elizabeth, you were on the list. Do you want to speak or were you just here to listen?
Yes, I would like to speak if possible.
Please, go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to say I'm a KPFA LSB member, and you know, I hear that there a lot of people put this as if it was a personality issue. It's not a personality. It's a and people are talking about demanding respect. One of the first things we need to respect is the bylaws. If we all follow along the same rules, then we will end up having more respect for each other. However, there is, you know, a certain group of people within Pacifica who are even denying that the bylaws were that the bylaws were upheld at two different times. The reason why I mentioned that I'm KPFA LSB member is because I was attacked and I was expelled by the KP my LSB. And the offenses were unexpellable offenses. They were my free speech rights. We're dealing with my free speech rights, dealing with due process issues, as well, which were violated. And the fact that somebody doesn't agree with you does not necessarily mean you have the right to expel them. But if a person, if the bylaws state that a person cannot serve, in no event can serve more than 6 years on the LSB before they have to reset again for 1 year and then come back to the LSB and to be reelected again, then those are rules that are pretty set in stone. And I found that the decision that was made to extend people's terms beyond the 6 years was very unfortunate and very, very, you know, it makes Pacifica and makes us look like corporate boardrooms that are, you know, committing serious kind of questionable practices. And it would probably make our listeners also very distrustful of what we're doing. Unfortunately, as a KPFA member, LSB member, I have to point out that there's been so much disinformation for so many years by the same group of people that tried to bring forth these amendments of, that would have created perpetual boards, self-designated boards, which, by the way, Pacifica had had experience with back in the day, and which we fought against, and we created this more democratic functioning. But you can't have democracy if you mute people, or if you have if you turn off the chat, or if you try to expel people because you don't agree with them. That's not democracy. That's authoritarianism. And the misinformation that's been rattled around through emails and through a lot of the KPFA LSB meetings, which I've been a member of and I've been at, is very disturbing. One of the things that I'd like to mention that listeners should know is that the $305,000 that was taken from so-called KPFA, in reality, three members, one current member of the KPFA LSB, and two other members from KPFA who were previous members of KPFA LSB, voluntarily testified against Pacifica. Voluntarily testified against Pacifica. And which basically brought about the award to the opposing party, which ended up costing Pacifica $305,000, the money of which came out of KPFA, which still is supposedly owed to KPFA, which, to tell you the truth, I find it appalling that we would have LSB members that would be voluntarily testifying against the same foundation which we are trying to save. So I would take a moment for us to really think about this and look at our bylaws, respect the bylaws, and not be silencing minority voices that this foundation was created to respect the The single transferable vote system provides representative democracy, where proportional representation, where it's meant to have many different voices. So unfortunately, what I've seen so far is very disappointing. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we are at 8:29. So I think we started a minute early. So I suggest we end a minute early. The agenda calls for staff recognition in the IGM report, but we have the good fortune of having Stephanie with us today. And we lined up the time for her to be able to talk to us right after, and do we still have Stephanie? I'm looking around.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. We lined up the time for her right after public comments. So, Stephanie Wells is, yes?
I'm sorry. I forgot to clarify that I was reinstated on January 5th to the LSB on January 5th to KPFA LSB. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Stephanie is the executive director, which is the equivalent of the CEO for Pacifica Foundation. She's based in Los Angeles. And Stephanie, welcome to our board meeting. And what would you like to share with us?
Request for information while she unmutes herself.
What's your request for information?
Are we going to be allowed to ask her questions? A question?
Yes.
And how much time will be allowed for questions and answers?
We have allowed the agenda allows 10 minutes, and we are past time. But I think that we would like to devote as much time as we can for this. Let me ask everybody, in posing your questions, don't make statements. Pose questions. Okay, Stephanie, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. I was actually asked to come on this call to sort of talk about the employee performance evaluations that we'll be rolling out company-wide, since the LSBs are involved in the evaluation process for the GMs and I believe also the PDs. I just wanted to let everyone know that what we're going to be doing this year and hopefully continuing with that for the years following is that there's quite a few employees that have been at the company for multiple years, upwards of 20 years, that have never received an employee evaluation. So what I have done is put together a process that most organizations follow, and again, we'll be rolling that out, which involves a self-evaluation that each of the employees will be doing. Very simple, basic self-evaluations. We are also going to be asking the individuals to do group evaluations, just about how their teams, how each person views their team and how that team functions together. And also an employee attitude evaluation, which is what is their attitude and their feelings about working for Pacifica and what do they feel in general that the organization needs to do in order to improve. Those employee evaluations will also involve a manager evaluation. So we'll have evaluations of themselves and then we'll have evaluations moving up. And those self-evaluations will then be discussed and shared with the managers who will then be doing the evaluations of the employees. They will also then, once those evaluations take place and they've made their recommendations, they will be meeting with the GMs in order to do the evaluations. I'll be a part of this process as well in those meetings. And then we'll be able to have an entire staff at each group take a look in particular once everybody has done their personal evaluations, their manager evaluations, and everybody's had a chance to talk those through. Then we'll also, each of the divisions will look at a group at the employee attitude evaluations about just what they think about Pacifica in general and how they feel about working there. I know that the LSBs are part of, as I said, the evaluations of the GMs, interim GMs, volunteer GMs, all of the GMs, as well as any PDs. And so then when we get through that process of the GMs doing their self-evaluations, and then me meeting with them as well, doing their evaluations, I will then meet with the LSBs so we can take a look at a summary of those evaluations, and then the LSBs will get involved at that point also in the evaluation process. So we have, as I said, a series of evaluation forms that I had a couple of HR people review and take a look at. So it took a little bit longer than I had originally anticipated to roll them out. I wanted to roll them out earlier on in this month, but I just got the edits and reviews from, again, three different HR people take a look at all of the forms. So we have all of those completed, and I have a meeting with the general managers next week, and so I'll be rolling out those self-evaluation forms to all of them to put out to their employees. So we're actually looking forward, and when the conversations that I've had with employees already is that everyone is really looking forward to an evaluation process. And one of the things that we're emphasizing, as with employee evaluations should be, is that it's really there to improve the communication that's between the employees and the management. We want to be able to increase employees' job satisfaction. I want to be able to develop new goals for people, new objectives, take a look at a lot of people's work descriptions and job descriptions. A lot of people are doing above and beyond their job description. So we want to make sure that we're giving everybody the tools that they need to succeed. So we're looking at this as positive. Evaluations aren't a chance to kind of rip people down with an effort to try to let people go, but it really is a way to make sure that we are providing everybody with these what they need in order to succeed and get a nice, comfortable attitude about working with Pacifica. So again, as soon as that process is moving forward and we're at a point that the LSBs will get involved with those evaluations of the GMs and the PDs, I will let everybody know.
Wonderful. And then do I also understand, Stephanie, that when the LSBs meet with the GMs for that evaluation discussion, that you join in that meeting as well?
Yes, I will.
Excellent. Okay, Ted.
Stephanie, you must be doing something right. You've been in the position quite a while. I have two questions for you. What is the status of our general manager, Robert Franklin? And if you don't know, can you give us an update by our meeting next month?
So let me just point out that no personnel information is to be discussed in open session. That is absolutely inappropriate. Personnel discussions are always in closed session. So that question is out of order. What else, Ted?
Let me rephrase it by saying, will you meet with us in executive session to answer what I just asked?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, are there other questions? Hearing none, but let me just say, Stephanie, thank you so much. I am one person who is just think Stephanie's doing an amazing job, and I try to support her in everything that we can. Stephanie, we may have additional questions in future, and we'll provide a time certain for you, 6:30, although we welcome you to join us for all of our meeting. Thank you very much. Next. Next up, we are going to go back to...
Did you see my hand up?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, okay. Adriana. Please. I did not. Go ahead.
Yes, Stephanie, thank you for being here. And I will repeat what I sent by email. I'm since January 22nd, a PMB director, and I'm still not have any information that I request to do my job. Is any way that you think that at least you can send some of that information to me? The one that you
Adriana, let me I'm have
sorry,
you take
Madam
that.
Madam Chair, I will.
Adriana, I am finding you out of order. Please take that question up with Stephanie apart from this meeting. Okay, any other questions?
My right?
You have the right to make that request. You have made it, but not, that is not on the agenda for tonight.
All right.
It's a question to the executive director, and you open the floor for that, Madam Chair.
Teresa, you have a question.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Welcome, Stephanie. Thank you very much for joining us with this call. Are the general managers and staff taking anti-bullying training also?
Yes, they are. We rolled that out with the WBAI staff, the sexual harassment prevention training. We used to have a company that we paid for, that we paid the training, that they would provide the training for everybody. They would have a little test when they were done. They'd get a certificate. We're not paying a company to do that any longer. So now we are working with various cities and counties to try to get training that is free of charge. We're able to roll out sexual harassment prevention training in New York, and the staff completed that in time for the EEOC reports that were needed for the FCC. And then we are now rolling it out within Los Angeles and soon within Berkeley as well. We haven't been able to find a decent anti-bullying training. There's quite a bit that I've taken in DEI trainings with other organizations. So I'm working with some of those groups to see if we can just kind of piggyback on some of those trainings that they have. But we haven't found anything that is free for the Texas area, nor we have people that are working out of Iowa and then also Washington, D.C. So we might be just using the trainings that are from California because they're a bit more strict than they were in some of the other areas. And since the corporation is founded, or the organization has our corporation within within California, then we should be able to use those trainings. So that was a long answer to your question, but yes, we are doing sexual harassment prevention training, anti-bullying training, and that will not only be rolling out amongst the staff, and the staff includes paid staff, volunteer staff, and any interns, but it'll also then be rolled out to all the volunteers, including board members, national board members, and all LSB members.
Thank you.
And who is 1438?
That's Nancy. I have a question.
Sorry, Nancy, go ahead.
Yes. Stephanie, we have a problem at our Huntsville repeater. Some of the incarcerated are complaining they're not hearing the 90.1 FM signal, and some can. And so can you please, I don't know, we don't have a tower person here at our station, but we really, it's really, you know, that is one of our missions, you know, especially here in Texas. We have so many prisons in Texas, and only one sixth of all the prisons are in the signal broadcast area. So this is really a kind of we want to get this problem fixed. So could you please keep that in mind and try to help this situation? And that's what I wanted to bring to your attention. And the other thing is, there's three new PMB directors, and I hope that, not hope, I expect that they will be provided information that the other PMB directors have, so they can do their jobs and represent us and not be left out of getting the information. That's Fred Dodsworth of KPFA, Robert Foster of Alabama, Montgomery, I think, I can't remember. Maybe he's in Mississippi, he's an affiliate. And Adriana Casanova of KPFT.
Thank you. Richard?
Yes, excuse me. I just wanted to say welcome, Stephanie. Great to have you here tonight. Did I understand you to say that there are people working for Pacifica who've worked for us for 20 years and haven't had an evaluation?
Yes, you are correct.
I'm sure glad you're getting on top of this. Thanks for coming.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for spending this time with us. We look forward to talking to you again in the future. And we're going to go on now to staff recognitions. Everybody who would like to step forward and thank the staff for the amazing job everybody's doing. Starting with Richard, you need to unmute yourself.
I want to thank, I don't know if anybody noticed, but we're in Fund Drive right now. And I don't think it's probably going very well, but I want to thank our backbone, Robin and Sandy for all y'all's work and trying to keep this going and keep open up those pipes for money to come into us so we can support ourselves. And I want to recognize Howard's engineering. Howard gets there early in the morning and stays late at night a lot probably. And, Rourke and some of the other programmers who have put in a hell of a lot of time and they're not getting paid a thing. And, they love the station and, I thank them for their dedication. Thank you.
I'd like to add something, and that is thank you to Otis. We have a phenomenal tech team of people who go all over the country, support us in so many ways. And Otis is, I think, part-time, and he just keeps us going, including tonight. So thank you so much, Otis, for all that you do. You are really an essential element to our ability to meet and conduct business.
Amen.
Are there others who have staff recognition? Okay, Sandy, take it away with the interim general manager report.
Thank you, Susan. Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. I don't know how many people on the Zoom call have been down to the building recently. I will tell you this, more people are coming to the building in the recent couple of weeks. We're going later into the night. We've gone past midnight, live on the air. We can talk about the HD2 studio in a little bit. But I'll also start by saying February is Black History Month, and Akua Holt is going to be airing Fridays at 1 p.m. all through February. Her Black History specials. So tune in for that. We'll have other content as well. So over the past month, a lot's happened. It seems like everything happens rapidly and continues to go by pretty quickly. But I want to start by acknowledging, again, Di Conkling. Di is a phone volunteer, a longtime phone volunteer who comes in and helps Jill on Bayou Brew, keep the studio under control. And she also works with many of the 501c3s around Houston, including Food Bank, Blood Bank, and others. And I mentioned to her that we wanted to do a food drive, and the next thing I knew, there were boxes built in the lobby. We were ready to go. And sure enough, we did a food drive for the Manna Food Pantry of the Third Ward. There are about 2 miles from the station. I don't know the exact distance. On the other side of 288, just down across Alameda from us. And we raised somewhere near $700 and several carloads of food. They were very thankful. We received a card from them. I'm hoping to have the director of that operation come down and speak a few words on the air at some point. They're good with that. We just got to arrange a time. So good stuff there. Marlo Blue worked with John Amello to get the FCC report in this time, the quarterly report. Big step for us because Marlo is starting to understand how to do this, and better yet, what tools we have that we're underutilizing in the name of Confessor that we can teach programmers to use to make that reporting of much less consequence. The data would be there, and Otis's software will pull the report smoothly if we get everything entered originally. Howard Reynolds is putting in a music server. This is kind of fun because this is opens up the possibilities of making a digitized library a reality and in the hands of programmers easily. So he's working on that. I haven't really played around with it too much yet. Last Saturday we tried it and, well, didn't go too well, but we'll get it right. KPFT website, if you look at that, we have videos posted on there now, including Robert has a swag. It was supposed to be swag. movie with all the t-shirts, coffee cups, and all the other premiums. Our first foray into digital marketing, if you will. And we're going to be doing more of that as we move along. Also, the postings that are on there are more pertinent to being in the moment than they have been. Website traffic is up around 10%, so that's a good thing. We're continuing to train an abundance of people on both phones and operation of the board. A lot of programmers that are going to be going on late night. Originally, we had an 8 o'clock curfew, no more. So we're getting more programmers coming in, more volunteers coming in to become board ops and help out in the studio altogether. This is a really good thing. Rico was down today doing a little engineering. I think he did the 1 o'clock show today. And, Rico is, I guess maybe, well, he's in his 20s. The point being is that we're getting a lot of younger folks coming in to run the board, answer the phones, and actually do programming. So this is one way of getting younger. And we're taking good steps in that direction. And I hope we can move very rapidly in getting younger. We're also getting a little bit of underwriting revenue. You might have noticed things that sound almost like a commercial, like for Tedeschi Trucks, but that was underwriting. They paid for that spot. And in addition, they granted us tickets that we've successfully used at Fund Drive and raising probably close to $1,000 already with more to come. And on that note, I should commend Susan Darrow for gathering up a potential of about $18,000 worth of tickets if we get pledges for everything that she's put down on the table. And we continue to get more. So if you want to go see a show, you want to support the station, figure that out. There's some really good things over there. Our Galveston repeater, I heard somebody talking about Huntsville. I believe Huntsville's working, and the issue that was raised had to do with something called access pad or something of that nature, secure pad, and the programming that was allowed on it. But we found when we talked to secure pad that they had no block against us. So I believe the Huntsville repeater is working. The Galveston repeater, we found a site that was offered at no charge. I did a site assessment. I'm not totally convinced that this is the place for it. And really, Mo Thomas needs to go down there. He's scheduled back in March, unless we can figure out something. There are other buildings in that same immediate location that if we knock on the door might be better. We are working on this. This is important. During the last month, at the end of January, we did both the on-air IGM report, and we held a programmers meeting right before the fund drive. We will have another after the fund drive. As far as the building and build out goes, Stuart Nance, Bill Crozier, Mo Thomas, they've been working on that HD2 studio. My understanding is that it's very near operation. And so I'm going to have to pin that down because we are on fund drive. Most of the days, evenings are consumed with that activity, as you can imagine. I want to thank Lyndon Foley for the donation of the Group W bench parked outside the rear entrance on the handicap ramp. And there's a place to sit when you want to take a break and go outside. Thank you, Lyndon, for that. And I also want to thank Debbie Smith, her husband, Brendan Smith, her son, and the entire building committee who was out there last weekend pressure washing, modifying the landscape to make room for donor bricks. Memory bricks, and doing a variety of other tasks. And they will be back this Saturday at 10 a.m. I'll put that out there. If you want to show up, see if you want, if you could lend a hand. You know, there's always just doing the basic stuff like getting the floors and cleaning up and all that. But they're going to be working on tile. They're going to be working on the front porch. I think she's got a rail that she's going to be setting and some travertine work. And some tile work inside as well. All kinds of good stuff going on there. And I really want to thank them. They work very hard. For those of you that have never pressure washed, it's a lot of work. And at the end of the day, you feel it. As far as programming goes, we did get a good successful launch of all our new programs that are up running in Fund Drive. We also are, like I said, going later and later with broadcasting more live out of the HD1 studio. this Sunday. Nuri was live, Mrs. B was live, and Boyd Spalustein has faithfully been coming in at 6 in the morning for a 6 to 8 shift. He was there too, and Sunday was a pretty darn good day from a funding perspective as a result. And I want to thank all the programmers, all the volunteers that are making this happen. In fact, everyone's fate is in each programmer's hand. What they do in terms of raising funds. Underwriting's becoming more of a thing. We're getting a trickle, as I said, but for now, we're not that far from the precipice with about 4 weeks of operating funds. I'll get into that in a minute. Like I said, we did this Third Ward Manna Food Pantry drive and successfully raised quite a bit. And we're going to be doing a blood drive probably in April. So we're going to be doing more of these activities as the year unfolds, working with community partners directly, trying to get things that need to be done with our 100,000 watts. Oh, and by the way, during the food drive, a lot of people toured the building. We shook a lot of hands. It was really a wonderful thing to see people come out there. Even one fellow came along, I believe his name was John, last initial L. I can't quite remember his last name. He was on the air with me that Saturday. He just kind of walked in. And I was showing him around. I said, you want to go on the air? Because I had to. And he went on the air with me. Very, really cool, right? Mr. McKinney of the Houston Hour. Mr. McKinney and Heidi Vaughn bring you the Houston Hour. He has graciously donated 4 bus rides on his history bus. Now, I'm going to be very clear because I had a long talk with him. He doesn't profit from any of this. This whole thing that he set up is a nonprofit 501c, the history bus. And what he does, he goes to other organizations. In particular, he mentioned the Miller Outdoor Theater Foundation. And he says to the people that come out there, if you donate to Miller Outdoor Theater, in our case, KPFT, the amount of $75 in our case for this drive, take a 90-minute tour on the history bus. Now, fellow board members, I heard a lot of rancor tonight, a lot of yelling and screaming. We really need to get together. COVID is pretty much over. And if it's an open-top bus, so much the better. Why don't we all go for a bus ride? Why don't we all donate $75 and take up Mr. McKinney on this ride? 90-minute tour. He's scheduled 2 in March and 2 in April, but to be honest, from what he told me today, we can pick the date. But I propose that we all get serious, take a bus ride. Might be fun. Maybe we'll see a different side of each other if we do this. In terms of the finances for KPFT, we are in fund drive. We're trying to raise $150,000 by the 26th of February. When I just looked, leave you in suspense, including credit for sustaining pledges that rolled over in the last quarter and are included in this drive that enumerated about $21,000 and change. I don't have the exact amount. Included in the total for what we have now, which is $49,811. Tomorrow will be the 7th day of the drive. Now remember, we got this octane boost from the rollover pledges, trying to raise $150,000. So maybe if we get off this call tonight and we can do another $189, we'll be at $50,000 when day breaks. That would be a real good thing. 1/3 the way there. So really good stuff. Okay. Our credit card balance as of now is $8,117. I'll remind everybody that on July 1st last year, that credit card balance was nearly $22,000. So we're paying this off, and I'm hoping the beginning of April, there'll be no more credit card balance. And that will create about a $5,000 headspace because that's what we've been paying down each month. That's a good thing. In our present situation with our bank balance of $106,000 and change, and that our major bills already paid for the month, including central services, and I'm not sure if the tower is in there, but many of the bills paid, and with money coming in right now, we're in pretty good shape. We have around 4 weeks of operating room right now. That's our lifeline if funding were to cease entirely. It's not enough. We need to do a little bit better, lengthen that out, but certainly we're moving in the right direction. And again, I want to thank all the volunteers, all the volunteer programmers, especially that have worked so well with one another, are promoting one another, are being very positive. There's not much drama, but there is a lot of positivity during this drive, and it's showing in the numbers. So thanks to all that have called and made a pledge, and for those of you that have not, 713-526-5738, option one, or kpfd.org, and hit the donate button. Robin Lewis has appended her report, which has a zillion details about the drives, the other appeals like direct mail, and other facets of KPFT and our involvement. I'll just mention one more thing before I turn it over for questions, and that is Boyd Bluestein from Blues Cats Lounge, a new member of our programming community, and certainly not a new member of the KPFT community or the Houston Blues Society and blues scene, has offered his vehicle to us to be the KPFT art car. So those involved with development, outreach, et cetera, you got a car that we're going to have to decorate. But he said, don't harm the vehicle. No depreciating the value in the process. Okay. There'll be a trailer on the back, and I think it's little Terry and the Bluebirds are going to be on there playing their hearts out. And that's what I got. Any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Let me just first acknowledge that Deb Shafto apparently came on during Stephanie's report, had trouble getting through. I don't know if we see Deb, but I was alerted to that. So if she comes back on, great. Are there questions for Sandy?
Ted?
Yes, I have questions.
Apologies. Yeah. Ted first, then Teresa.
Sandy, what have you done to welcome the community into this community radio station? And I'm talking about in terms of off air.
Well, again, Ted, I just explained we did a food drive, and that brought in members of the community directly into the building. Also, you've noticed because you've called in, you've used the resource. We have a number of call-in shows now. And so people are welcomed every day into KPFT through those shows.
Teresa?
I have two questions. Will there be any survey to the listeners to gather information about their interests or any kind of feedback that they might have available on the website or with a link from our email blast that we send out to listeners? I'd like to know that, number one. Number two, what is the best way for people to apply if they want to have a proposal for a show?
Okay. Thank you. To apply for a show, it's easy. You just email Marlo Blue, pdkpft@gmail.com. That's it. She'll hook up the conversation, and we'll see where it goes from there. And we've got.
So it's not pd@kpft.com.
No, that's a null address. It's not being used.
pdkpft.
At gmail.com.
Okay. Correct. Yeah. Is that on the website?
I don't know. It might be. I'm sorry. I have to go check. I don't know.
That might be helpful.
There is a contact us on there. So there is something there. Okay. Also, of course, 713-526-4000. And Marlo resides, I think, at extension 3.
Okay.
So that's the other way. Just leave her a voicemail. And you know, she's a volunteer, and she's been coming into the building, during fun drive most every day and otherwise 3-4 days a week. And beyond that, she's still participating remotely by computer, by phone, et cetera. A lot of hours, I guess is what I'm saying. And again, your other question, Teresa?
Surveying.
Oh, survey. Thank you. Yes. I'm not opposed to a survey. I haven't taken the time to write one. I think that's more appropriate to be done by the development committee. So why don't you guys get something together?
Oh.
And of course, Robin is working with you and Robin has website permissions and knows very well how to use the website.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
All that's good by me. I'd love to get feedback. It's great.
Okay. Lillian, and then let me also mention that I found Deb. She's at 5346. And so if she can hear us and if she has the chance, to work her telephone connection, that would be great. Lillian, go ahead. You're muted, Lillian. There you go.
Great. Thank you. Does that mean we'll have, KPFT will have a car in the Odd Car Parade?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Boyd Bluestein has offered his vehicle.
Does he need help? Do we get to ride in it? How does that work?
Yes. Volunteers will be needed to, help decorate the car. He said he won't do that, but volunteers are welcome. But again, don't damage the car. I think it's a Suburban he's got, which is a big old beast.
Could you send me his contact details, Sandy, or pass mine to him, whatever's easiest?
Okay. I think we need to work through the development committee or outreach committee, whichever committee is working this. It's best that we do that and we'll get Boyd involved all together now. Okay.
Well, I'd like to be involved in some way. Thank you.
Okay, and sure. So Jane, just before you, Deb Shafto is unmuted. Deb, you want to say?
No, go Deb. Oh, Deb, welcome. Thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
Muting myself.
So we're delighted to hear from you. Glad you worked the telephones. You're smarter about them than I am.
I had help.
Okay. Jane?
I just want to say she's lamb that was lost. And she is the one lamb and the rest of us 99 have been here. And she is lamb that was lost and now she is back with us. What I wanted to ask Sandy was, if we hide in the art, can we dress up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, it's like, I want to present. So, there you go. That's all I have to say for now. I do have a question.
You just cannot be naked. That's against the city ordinance.
No, and I promise you, if I were naked, it would send money away. So, I am willing to put on a Lewis funny hat. Maybe a beard, a mustache. Which wouldn't take a whole lot of work. But the other thing, can I just throw this? Please, Madam Chair, if I'm out of order, by all means, tell me to sit down. But
go ahead, either say it or let Teresa come back and then you come back. How's that?
That works for me.
Okay, Teresa, did you have something more to ask?
Yes, in the past, the KPFT development has passed out literature before the parade. I don't think they allow people to walk in the parade. You either have to be on roller skates or you have to be rolling. And I don't think there are a lot of people that would fit in this vehicle. So, I would say get with me if you would like to participate in any way. Maybe we can have a drawing to see who gets to ride in the vehicle, but I don't think we all get to ride in the vehicle.
No.
And okay. I personally don't think we get to walk alongside it either.
And so Teresa, maybe the best hat wins. Okay, Jane, now you.
No, I have something I wanted to throw in, and please, please, please tell me if it's not appropriate at the time. I just want a process where I, as an LSBB member, I went through what we would refer to as my Christmas card list or my contact list, and I reached out to 5 people this month. And I approached them directly and I said, look at this cool thing I'm involved with. And it's, you know, it's free speech and community and be involvement. Would you please join me at the level of $5 a month? I did that to 5 personal friends who are not members of the, you know, not members of KPFT. And I throw that challenge out to the every other member of the LSB, I do, you know, my personal, you know, every month, but almost everybody, not absolutely everybody, almost everybody can afford $5 a month. That's 1 Starbucks coffee. And if we go to our personal friends, think about that. Think about every member of the LSB bringing in 5 people as standing members at $5 a month. And think about the power behind that. And then those people would experience the power of ownership. And I'm just going to stand here. I'm going to throw that challenge out to every member of the LSB. I did it this month. I'm trying again next month. I know have a lot of people, and you know it doesn't hurt to ask. You just ask and you say, "Hey, this is this cool thing I'm involved in, and I'd like you to be involved in it too." So
thank you,
that's
Jane. What a brilliant idea! And that's what board members should be doing: is thinking about ways to raise resources and support the station. And thank you. Next on the agenda is a very important item, which is nominations for the P&B committees and information about the task forces. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 5 Pacifica National Board committees that have local station board representatives. The directors who serve on these committees, typically 1 each, are elected by the national board, with the exception of the Committee of Inclusion. Audit has 2 LSB members on it. Committee of Inclusion has 1 director elected here and 3 LSB members who are not directors. Elections has 2 LSB members, governance has 2 LSB members, and programming has 2 LSB members. There are other committees on which no LSB members participate. There are also task forces, and Richard has put a list of task forces on this agenda. Let me just note that elections is not a task force that's active. The elections committee is active. So what I'd like to do right now, and ask Richard to keep track, is to seek nominations for each of these committees one by one. Note that the balloting will be done by Terry once again, so that there is a clearly documentable way that the nominations are conducted, and so that there's the opportunity to provide write-ins. So nomination for the first committee is nominations for audit. Teresa, don't hear you.
I'm sorry, I nominate you. And I nominate Wally James.
Do we both accept the nomination? Wally?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Thank you. nominees for audit. I know it's a hot property and lots of people want to join in that real fun group. Okay, hearing no other nominations, that is closed for now.
Can you hear my question?
Sure. Nancy. Is it Nancy or Adriana?
Adriana asked for the floor for
nominating. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. I'm nominating Ted Weisel, and I'm nominating Nancy Saibara Naritomi.
Okay. Do both of you accept being nominated to this committee?
Which is this committee?
Okay, it's audit, Nancy. Do you accept being nominated to the audit committee? Nancy, did you say yes or no?
I'm thinking.
Okay, so Ted, do you accept being nominated to the audit committee?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy, have you decided yet?
Okay, I'll put my head in.
Okay, so there are four people nominated to that committee. Nancy, Ted, Wally James, and myself. Are there other nominees for that committee? Okay, Jane? We can't hear you.
My question is, would it be appropriate to nominate Mac as our financial person? Oh, okay. Thank you.
No,
I stand down.
It is not because finance and audit, people cannot serve
need
on both of those committees.
Right. Got it.
So he's serving on finance. National by virtue of being treasurer.
Thank you.
Okay.
I sit down. I'll down and shut up now.
So nominations for audit are closed. Nominations for committee of inclusion. And we have two sets of people to nominate for this. One is directors. The four directors who are eligible to serve as the director on the committee of inclusion are Adriana, Teresa, Marianne, and Egberto. Are there nominations for, the director to serve on the committee of inclusion? Teresa? Do you have a nomination?
I do not want to serve.
Do you have a nomination?
I'll nominate Adriana Casanate.
Okay. Are there other Adriana, who do you wish to nominate?
I accept the nomination. I don't know if I have my hand up. I don't know.
Well, we're glad you accept the nomination. That's a good use of a hand up. Are there other nominees for the director position? And are there any volunteers? Teresa or Marianne, you're both on the call. Do either of you volunteer? Okay.
For what?
No.
I'm sorry.
For
I'm
the committee of inclusion. Committee of inclusion.
One director and.
You nominated Adriana.
Okay. Well, I'll nominate Lillian if Lillian will say yes.
Okay. So remember there are three LSV members. At the moment, we're just finaling up the directors. Okay. So. Adriana is the sole nominee for the director position. There now are nominations for the three LSB positions on the Committee of Inclusion. Teresa, you nominated Lillian.
I'll nominate Lillian.
Lillian, do you accept? Yeah, she made noises. I think Nancy, did you have a nomination?
Yeah. Yeah, I nominate myself.
Okay, so Nancy's been nominated. Adriana, do you have a nomination?
I nominate, Nancy and Sister Mama Sonia, that with Lillian Kerr was part of the previous COI.
And I understand you all worked really well together. Okay, that's not an endorsement, by the way. I'm just thank you for your hard work over the last year. So at this time, Adriana is the only director nominated. Nancy, Sister Mama Sonia, and Lillian Kerr are the people who, the LSV members who've been nominated to this committee. Are there any other nominations to the Committee of Inclusion? Okay, hearing none. Reminding everybody that there can be write-ins, okay?
The Elections Committee. Are there nominations for the Elections Committee? Two LSV members. Teresa, do you have your hand up?
My hand is still up, yes. I nominate you, Susan, and I also nominate Mac McPherson.
Do both of us accept the nomination? Mac? You're chewing your gum, Mac. Okay, I do too. Adriana and Nancy, you both have your hands up. Are you making nominations for this committee?
Yes.
Okay.
I nominate Adriana. Nancy, Ted, and Bob Gardner.
All right. Nancy, Ted, and Bob Gardner. Nancy, do you accept the nomination?
I'm thinking.
Okay, Ted, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Bob Gardner, do you accept the nomination? Bob? Okay, well, he can be a write-in. We haven't heard him here accept the nomination, but he can be a write-in. Nancy, do you accept the nomination?
Okay, yes.
Okie dokie. Some people play hard to get. Okay, governance. Nominations for the governance committee.
I'm still the hand up.
Adriana, I just figure you're a perpetual hand up kind of a gal.
Me and Teresa, we have the hand up the whole time. I nominate for governance.
So Adriana, I'm going to recognize you first. Who do you nominate for governance?
I nominate Nancy, Ted, Lillian Kerr. I don't know if you want to be in the committee. She say no. Then Nancy, Ted, Bob Gardner, and Sister Mama Sonia.
Okay. Richard, do you have all those down? And so Nancy, and also Jane, you have your hand up?
Jane, you're muted.
I'll nominate.
Jane, for some reason, we can't hear you. Okay, Teresa.
I'll nominate Bob Locander. And I'll nominate you again, Sue. You don't have enough.
Bob, do you accept it? Accept the nomination, lucky you. He does. I do too. And so we had, and I apologize, we had Nancy, Sister Mama Sonia, Robert Gardner, and Ted. Sister Mama Sonia is not on this evening, she can pull herself off if she wants to. Nancy, will you accept the nomination?
Yes, thank you.
Ha ha, faster. Ted, will you accept the nomination?
Yes.
And Robert, are you still on? Robert Gardner? Okay, well, I suggest we will go ahead and put those folks on, and if they wish to pull themselves off, they can. Programming is the last committee that we are electing people to. Are there nominations for programming? Okay, I see. Teresa?
Oh, sorry. I'm gonna take my hand down.
Nancy? Who do you recommend? Who do you nominate?
I'll nominate myself.
Okay. Nancy. Jane, have we solved your technical problems? What? You've got a flashing light. Can you text to me or to Teresa? Mac.
I'm actually gonna nominate myself.
Hmm. Woo! A glutton for punishment.
I don't have nothing to do.
Oh, thank you.
Okie dokie. Welcome back, Jane.
I'm sorry, the department just came in. Push the button.
Sorry, I don't know how to say that in a nice way.
Hi. Okay, so are you nominating somebody for something?
I'm not nominating myself for governance. Serving on governance. I felt I made a contribution.
All right. So obviously,
I'm sorry. I'm so tech challenged. I had two different mute buttons, and I unclicked.
So as you nominated yourself, you clearly accept the nomination. Okay. So, Adriana, did you have something else you wanted to?
No, it's the one that you say programming. Yes.
Okay. So, Nancy and Mac and who else nominated for programming?
I'm nominating Lillian Kerr, Bob Lockender, and Ted Weissel.
Okay. Lillian?
Can somebody tell me what the commitment for the programming thing is?
It's a committee of the PMB and will be two people like Susan explained, one director for every station and two members for every local station. And they will, you know, decide when they will meet and all of that.
What, do you know how often they meet, Adriana?
Well, ask Nancy that she was part of that committee all this time.
Nancy, how often?
Well, it depends on the committee, how often they want to meet. When I was on the committee for 2 years, and we were meeting every 2 weeks. But I think
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, it's up to the committee. I think last year they were just meeting once a month. I thought you were on it, no?
I sat in on one, and I don't know.
Well, I don't really know how often they were meeting, because I wasn't a, it was not like monthly. I maybe monthly, or maybe month and a halfly.
Well, I think I have a commitment to being on the LSB, and then I can commit to another committee, but that's it.
Okay.
I really can't be on, I don't feel comfortable committing to being on two committees.
May I ask a question, Madam Chair?
Yes, but others have their hands up first.
I know.
Jane?
So all I was just going to say was, Lillian, you're just so valuable because you are an actual programmer, and that's really valuable. And I'm just throwing that into the mix.
Well, I can still attend without being a member, right?
Right. Yeah, and you can comment, but you can't vote.
I'd like to keep it on that basis in that case.
Okay, Adriana, you had a question.
Yes, I will ask Richard if he wants to be included in any committee.
No, thank you.
Oh, Adriana, you're mixing it up. Okay, and Dan Bob Lockender, do you accept the nomination for programming committee? We didn't hear you.
You're muted. Unmute.
Bob. You're muted,
can't
Bob.
Hear you.
Okay, yes. Okay,
yes,
this is or yes
no.
Or no.
That's
I couldn't tell what that is.
That was a thumbs down, Susan.
Okay, a thumbs down. Okay, no. Okay, thank you very much, Bob. We've got that settled. Richard, do you have everybody's names who have been nominated, I hope?
I think so. But we have a recording. I'm going to go back and check the recording.
Hang on a minute, Nancy.
Let me ask a question. Mac self-nominated. Did Nancy self-nominate?
For programming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thanks.
And then Adriana nominated three people. Two of them, said no. Yeah. And who was the other person?
Ted.
Ted, you want your name on there?
I said yes.
Well, I'm just checking, Ted. We want to get it right.
Right. Okay, Nancy, what's your question?
Right? Is that right? Three yes. people for programming, Mac, Nancy, and Ted? Okay, I got everybody.
Great. Thank you so much, Richard. Okay, Nancy.
Yes, I wanted Richard to say clearly here, I mean, each committee and who got nominated, because, I want to make sure everybody knows they were nominated.
Thank you, Nancy. I think that's a good idea. Richard, can you feed that back to us?
Okay, and I hope I get everybody, but I'll listen to the recording too if I don't. For audit, we've got, four nominees, Ted, Nancy, Wally, and Susan. Is that right? Four?
Yep.
COI, Adriana is the director nominated, and, Lillian, Nancy, and Sister Mama Sonia.
Right.
Right, is that right?
Yeah.
For elections, I've got Nancy, Ted, Bob Gardner, Mac, and Susan. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, for governance, we've got... Jane and Nancy, Ted. Is that Bob Gardner?
Bob Lowcander.
No. Bob Lowcander.
Well, there's also another Bob down here.
Bob Gardner.
Bob Gardner, okay. Bob Gardner.
Sorry.
Oh, and Sister Mama Sonia, was she nominated also? Adriana did those, right?
Yes, and Susan Young.
And Susan.
Okay, and oh yeah, let me get them all. Okay, I've got the four from Adriana, Bob Gardner, Sister Mama Sonia, Ted, Nancy, and then the other two were, Bob Lowcander and Susan Young.
And Jane.
I said Jane, okay, didn't I?
Got it. Yep.
And in programming we did that, Mac, Nancy, and Ted.
May I ask another question?
Yes.
Vainicia, do you want to be in any committee? I want to ask that question to everybody, but I see that some of you are not here. Henry or Vainicia, is anybody else that want to be nominated? For any
Nisi, speak up, girlfriend.
The only committee I'm interested in is programming.
You're nominated.
Vainicia for the programming committee too.
Great.
Who is that, please?
Nisi. Nisi Williams. Okay, I've still got hands up for Adriana and Nancy. Are those legacy or?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put it down.
Whoops. Great. Okay, so with the addition of Nisi to programming, we are done with the nominations for committees. A ballot will be coming out to you, and there can be write-ins. Okay, Pacifica National Board reports.
Task Force. Does anybody want to have their name sent in on Task Force?
We don't need to do that. They can just sign up.
Okay.
Okay, national board reports. Teresa, Marianne, Adriana, Egberica's not with us this evening. Who is going to lead off? Don't all talk at once.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm using a tablet, so I'm going back and forth trying to get my hand up. I wanted you to know that the PNB has been busy with some judicial proceedings recently involving some members on various LSBs. We also have been dealing with some personnel issues. Sad to say, I can't say where we're at, but we've had some personnel issues that we've been involved in. We are going to be initiating the procedure for evaluating the ED. That will be a high priority with the personnel committee. And I hope that the elections committee will start, hit the ground running involving elections, because last year the committee was told point blank, we do not have enough money for elections. And the board is dealing with some pretty serious financial issues. Part of the problem is caused by stations that are not paying into their central services fees. And when that happens, the executive director has spent a lot of time going from creditor to creditor to determine who will take their payments later. And the board has moved to put the KPFK building up for sale. This building houses KPFK and also the Pacifica Archives, a part of the archives. And so that's what we're working on right now. I guess I could say right now that building, right now, most of that building is not being used.
Okay, are there comments from or reports from, hold on just a minute, are there reports from Adriana and or Marianne? Okay, Ted, questions?
I would hope that Teresa would be less circumspect. There are things that are happening in meetings and in courts of law, and she has alluded to them, but she's not telling us the facts, even though these things are happening in public. Please tell us what is going on, especially in courts of law, in open session. Please give us names and the facts of the matters, at least in summary.
Well, involving New Day, well, first of all, Ted, I don't have to remind you that if it involves specific contracts, I'm not going to discuss it in public session, and not going to discuss details of personnel issues in open session, not going to discuss issues of contracts in public session. I can say the New Day court case involves three things. One was the New Day bylaws, and they were proposed, and there were votes from the listeners, and there were votes from staff, and the decision of the election supervisor, and the Pacifica board was disputed by New Day, and so they've taken it to court. But there are three parts of that case, and the other case involves four people who were elected to KPFK local station board, but the election supervisor pulled their names after people had voted as if they weren't even on the ballot. So that will be decided by the judge in that case. And then the third item involves whether or not New Day could put something on a postcard that solicited money to hire a judge to, not a judge, attorney fees to address their point of view involving the decision made about New Day. I'm sorry, I just cannot go into specifics about personnel issues. But we're moving as quickly as we can. I wish we could move quicker on those.
Okay, I've got a couple people on the stack, Adriana and Venetia.
Adriana? What to answer, sir? report. I agree with Teresa that some issues we cannot talk. The issues that we are not bringing to the open session, we cannot say it. My only problem is that since January 22nd, I'm asking for information, and I didn't receive even one piece of paper. Then I already went to two PMB meetings, and I will be the third one probably tomorrow, and I don't have any information to do my job. And I think that this is a violation of my right as a director, but, you know, some things I know because I heard in open session, like everybody else. We cannot discuss some of these issues we are discussing in open session. And the worst part, that's what I believe, that a lot of people, somebody told me seven people, I need to confirm all of that, of New Day stealing the PMB. And in a way, they are trying what they didn't do with winning an election. They are trying to accomplish it through the PMB. But that is my feeling. And like I said, I hope that I can bring more information. I asked some of you heard the last PMB meeting. I asked desperately, privately, in public for this information. And one of the point is, I was told that the sale of the KPFK building doesn't make much more sense for me because it's almost going out and will be no money at all. I heard that it's another, the attorney, say it in open session that he didn't know because I asked the issue. If that other loan have KPFK as a collateral? I don't have that answer yet. And the last thing that I worry about this, and I asked Teresa and Marianne that were before in the board, when we went through to selling the Lovett studio and bought the new house, we were told, and I talked to some of you privately, and they understand it the same way that I did, that KPFT, some money from that sale will go to pay the FJC loan, and we will have our house, KPFT house, taken out of collateral of the FJC loan. Well, I'm hearing different things now. Mm-hmm. And I want to be sure, I want to know from our directors if that is true, because we were told something totally different. We were told KPFT property will be out of collateral. It means if something happened, that's why we gave some of that money to get our house out of the collateral. And like I said, I don't have the answers yet. This was talking open session. And I asked our directors, the previous one, to please clarify us, because I was sure, like a KPFT delegate, that we received that information.
So we had been informed about that previously by the attorney, by the general counsel, that basically all the buildings are still collateral. I understand that you have requested a copy of the loan, and that would come from Arthur, and it'll be important to get that information. But he has advised us that all the buildings are still collateral.
No, I understand that, Susan. But my problem is when that was changed, because when they come to us, to the KPFT LSB, to explain to us that we will sell that old building and buy the new house, that's why a big chunk of that was kept to save us of a possible situation there. I think that we pay more than our share of that original loan.
We agree.
I
want
to know when that happened.
You need to ask Arthur that, because he is the person who has had the ongoing communications with FJC. He's done all of those negotiations, and it was our understanding from him, but you need to seek absolutely the details about it, that all of the buildings as collateral and that KPFT was never removed as collateral.
I understand what you are saying, Susan. That's why my question here is, a counsel or a lawyer is an attorney that advise the PMB. It's not an elected representative. That's why for the council to negotiate something that the PMB didn't approve, that is my question. Did the PMB approve that move?
I was not there at the time. And so that's something that you're going to have to, as you're trying to do, get from the records. I've got other hands up. So Nisi?
My question was only that, why is KPFK up for sale? But then let me piggyback and say, from the beginning, all of the buildings were collateral for that loan. Teresa.
In the beginning.
The reason why KPFK is up for sale is because we can't pay our bills. There have basically been, notices gone out from the executive director, I think it was maybe last July, notifying all GMs that we weren't sure we could make payroll through the next 2 weeks. The PNB meetings start every meeting with, can we continue to make payroll? And there is no easy way to generate sufficient revenues to get us out of the current hole. It is Stephanie's hope that what we can do is to find, frankly, better but less expensive space for KPFK, because KPFK only occupies 20% of the building, and the building is in bad shape. And that we can use another portion of those proceeds to retire the FJC loan, and to basically rebuild some of our capabilities. But it's not a good situation. We are essentially, Pacifica is insolvent. Okay, are there other questions? I see, Nancy, is your hand still up? Is it a legacy hand?
Yeah, legacy, sorry.
Okie dokie. All right. Next up are reports from our task forces. Mr. Faust, I think that you may have a report for us.
Yes, ma'am. So I wanted to talk about grants. I'm still working with Robin on the Park Foundation. There's a couple of programs that she wants to get tied with this. And right now we're doing a letter of intent for that. We also approached the Miller Outdoor Theater, because in the past we did a collaboration with them. And they're all booked up for this year, but we're going to actually start applying for a slot for next year. We're also looking at ADA compliance. And Jane is going to send me a link about, I think it's possible grants through NIH. And the last thing is Texas Art Council actually has a list of musicians, and we're looking at possible musician in a venue as a fundraiser. That's all I have.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Are there questions for Henry? Good work. Oh, Teresa's got a question.
I haven't read what it says about ADA compliance. But are you suggesting that we can get up to $5,000 to help us bring ourselves into compliance with ADA? Is that what you're saying?
I think there's a couple of different avenues. One is tax breaks, and another is there's grants available for that. I just haven't looked into it very much, Teresa.
Okay.
Jane may know more, actually.
So have you done the paperwork for the Texas Commission on the Arts?
I have not. We started talking about that, and then we kind of went off on this tangent with the Miller Outdoor Theater, and then we found out that that's all booked up for this year. So I'm going back, circling back around to that.
By the way, I served on the Miller Theater Advisory Board for a number of years. I know the people there, and I can help.
Okay, that's going to be valuable.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it's a single performer, I mean, I know that Chrisanda Thibodeau has offered 14 pews as a venue for us.
Yeah, and I started, so for some of the artists, Teresa, I started looking at the number of seats we'd have to fill that I actually make any money. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it would be like 200 to 400 seats for some of the artists. So it's something we're looking at for sure.
Well, Millbin could probably handle 175.
Yeah, and that's more realistic.
Okay, more questions for Henry.
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah, no, I'm just gonna throw it there.
Yeah, go for it.
I did send a couple of links. I'm kind of drilling down because some of these links, but they're NIH, National Institutes of Health grants for nonprofits that make their facilities ADA compliant. And I'm really kind of excited about this. And so it's it's potentially a cumbersome application process, but it's probably completely worth it because if it's 100% grant funded and we do have some issues in our new building, I'm going to say this in a nice way, so I'm just going to blurt it out. When you do something really fabulous for the community, you need to throw it out there as a positive thing. And you shouldn't ever do something as to make yourself look good. But when you do the right thing, there is nothing wrong with throwing it out there and saying, hey, look at us. We got a $5,000 grant to make our building ADA compliant. And, you know, that's a thing. That's a press release. That's a positive thing for KFT. And I am deeply committed to that. And I am pursuing those. And there are 5 or 6 federal different government grants to do this. So that's all I have to say. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on anybody's toes, but I'm kind of excited about it.
Let's look forward to those press releases. Adriana, you have your hand up.
Yes, Madam Chair. I want to be sure that we have time to present the COI, have a report, and I want to be sure that I have time to present.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're coming up against a time certain, so we'll require a motion to extend. Nisi, yeah, I think you have got a fundraising piece.
Okay, just to update, Robin and I have started working on 53 on 53. It starts March the 1st for our birthday celebration. And as far as the popcorn, I'm going to have to send you guys out. I'm going to send it out to you in an email so that at the next meeting, we can vote on the popcorn. You know, the 53 on 53 goes without saying, but the popcorn fundraising, everybody must participate on that. So I feel like that needs to be put to a vote, and I will have it specifically sent to each of you via email for next meeting. That's my report.
Wonderful.
Did you just say we're selling popcorn?
I said we will vote on it, Teresa.
Okay.
But yes, popcorn.
That's so awesome.
All right, for everything.
Okay. Yeah, everybody, we want to keep moving forward and we want to hear from Community of Inclusion, okay? We had anti-racism, no report today, Schleidler. We heard from, the ED that is, not going to happen for a bit until she completes her report. Matt, what about the Finance Committee?
We have not met. I've reached out to Markeisha, about a first draft, so we could, have something to meet about a first draft of the 24 budget. That will also require, the IGM's participation, putting together, cost and stuff, but, he is presently, deeply engaged in the, pledge drive. So, I hope to have something more for y'all next month.
Great. Okay. Governance is on hiatus. Outreach, and let's take Committee of Inclusion next, because I know you've got a report.
Thank you, Madam.
Adriana?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm sending the report to the entire board, and I hope that you can see it this time. I send the report, and you have everything there, but I want to make it the shortest that I can. You can read the report and all the important information there. And like I said, I want to really thank you. I was the convener. We worked really, really hard. We have Lillian Kerr, Sister Amazonia, Nancy Saibar and Aritomi, and Susie Moreno. We were meeting. Everybody was working so, so hard to be able to present this report. I want to remind everybody that KPFT, that is a mandatory thing. It's we are a committee of the PMB, not the LSB. And we already have one of the only stations is KPFT that presented a report, the Committee of Inclusion report in 2018. No any other, LSB or station present a report. We did the report really kind of running against time. But this time we are trying to, include the programmers, because when we can check, like we did before, we can check the, make our own report about, programming, but sometimes what we can do about that, we prefer their input. We try to get the programmer's input. We talked with Robin Lewis, and she sent a blast email to around 265 or 267 programmers, and we received 10 answers, some of them totally incomplete. The idea is a voluntary survey, and the idea is ask the programmers to define themselves. Sometimes you get some input when they define themselves, right? That was our idea. We were really, really hard, and we couldn't include that. And you've seen the report that is missing, but you can see in the report too, that is a really, really, Lillian, you or Nancy, you speak better than me and clearly than me. Maybe you can read the last part of the report if you want with our conclusions. And we promise that this next COI, we will be a really, important reporting program, because
may I suggest, yeah, that rather than cramming this important issue into someone trying to talk about it quickly,
that we devote more time to it at the March meeting because it merits more thoughtful conversation.
No, I agree. The only thing that we want is present the report because we have presented the report to the LSB. That's why I send it, and to the PMB too. In the next meeting, we can really talk in more details about all of this. But one of the issues that we talk about is we have more than 50% of the population are females. And we don't have, you see our report, we don't have really the voices. It's very noticeable the lack of female voices in KPFD programming. And that is a big, big problem for me. And for all of us, I think. But I hope that you look at the report. And then next meeting we can discuss or talk in more extent about that. And please, Lillian, feel free to talk about the issue because we were really, really fine together, all of us. Thank you.
We can't hear you, Lillian.
Sorry, I note that Madam Chair's point, it's late. It is a report that is worth some discussion. So perhaps we can put this on the agenda for next month. But this gives the LSB a chance to review the report that Adriana's just put out. And, we can take this up. I can say right away now I have to excuse myself from next month's meeting. March 8th is International Women's Day and I have an event planned. So, but I hope the board will read the report that we have put together and we welcome any questions.
Thank you all for your very hard work. We are at time certain, 10 p.m. So we will be automatically adjourned unless there is a motion to extend that is supported by 2/3. Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.